Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll try to have a look at the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode. Now let's listen to 137th verse up to the 140th one.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
أتتركون فيما هاهنا آمنين.
Will you be left in what is here, secure from death?
في جنات وعيون.
Within gardens and springs.
وزروع ونخل طلعها هضيم.
And fields of crops and palm trees with softened fruit.
وتنحتون من الجبال بيوتا فارهين.
And you carve out of the mountains homes with skill.
فاتقوا الله وأطيعون.
So fear Allah and obey me.
Dear listeners, now let's listen to the 146th until the 150th verses of chapter Shu'ara. Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing these verses of chapter Shu'ara. أَتُتْرَكُونَ فِيمَا هَاهُنَا آمِنِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ وَزُرُوعٍ وَنَخْلٍ طَلْعُهَا هَضِيمٍ وَتَنْحِتُونَ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا فَارِهِينَ. Will you be left secure in the enjoyment of all that you have here? في جنات وعيون, in the gardens and springs, وزروع ونخل طلعها هضيم, and the cornfields and date palms with slender spathes, وتنحتون من الجبال بيوتا فارهين, and you hew houses skillfully out of the mountains exultingly. These are what their prophet started to criticize them with. When the bounties of security, finance, and welfare are not accompanied with obedience from the Immaculate Imam, they are working as a preparation for mischief and corruption. So this is how their prophet started to criticize them. Their prophet, Prophet Saleh, started to criticize them. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ صَالِحٍ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. This people of Thamud were doing these things. They thought that they will be left secure in the enjoyment of what they had built. فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ. So they had many blessings based upon these verses. They had many material blessings, but they were proud of them. This is the point the Holy Quran mentions. أَتُتْرَكُونَ فِيمَا هَاهُنَا آمِنِينَ. This verse asked by the Prophet means that you should not be proud of what you have here. You must pay attention to the impermanence of this world, to the inconstancy of what you have here. And this is the direct reason of taqwa. Because at the end of these verses, the Prophet says, their Prophet says, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَاطِعُونَ. Be in awe of Allah and obey me. So this thought is one of the reasons they are not in awe of the Almighty Allah.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran. By Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So they had many blessings. They had the blessings of material world. They had the blessings of welfare and security. تَنْحِتُونَ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا فَارِهِينَ. They skillfully make houses out of the mountains, exultingly. They joyfully made that. They had civilization. They knew how to build these houses. They had good fields. They knew how to farm pretty well. But these bounties, these security, finance, and welfare, they were not enriched with what we call obedience from the Immaculate Imam. So that is why all these blessings, all these ni'mah of the Almighty Allah, made them far away from the Almighty Allah. They worked as preparation for mischief and corruption. And so this is how the Prophet asks them. He asks them whether they imagine that they are going to remain safe. He asks them whether they think that based upon these houses they have built, they are going to be secure. They're going to have these welfare and security up until the very last moment. They're not going to die. This is what they asked them. He asked them whether they imagine that they will remain safe and sound fully in those security and affluence of bounties forever. Do you think that this material and negligent life is eternal? You must not be proud of the things you have built. You must pay important attention to impermanence and inconstancy of this life you're living in. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Things always worked for me, worry ends when faith begins.